Yes, we are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. John Wall doesn't need no introduction. It's an insider's look at the NBA and culture surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick of the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts. There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you thought on the future of TikTok. Will Congress ban it? Or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album win Album of the Year? Will Biden's approval rating go up? Will it go down? Or inflation? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. You're smart. You know things. Bet on it. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/stereo. Spelled K-A-L-S-H-I and deposit $50. Kalshi.com/stereo. Get in the game. There is no guarantee of performance. An investor could lose their entire investment. Investment fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
I bet you're smart.
Yeah, and you like to hold your own in the group chat.
We can help you drop even more knowledge. My name is Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Izadi. We host a daily news podcast called Post Reports.
Every weekday afternoon, Post Reports takes you inside an important and interesting story with the kind of reporting that you can only get from The Washington Post.
You can listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. Go find it now and hit follow.
Banging, I am Rapport's The Real Podcast is here. Haiti, have no fear on today's booming I Am Rapport Stereo Podcast. Where are the hostages? Free the fucking hostages. Have to talk about Israel. Have to talk about everything that's going on with Israel. And we want our hostages freed and safe. If they could ever live with the trauma that they have endured. God only knows what they've been through in the last 10 days. Plus, Jada Pinkett Smith, or Jada Pinkett, I don't know if she's married or not married. She needs to fucking put a fucking plug in it. I had to bring in my wife to break down all things Jada Pinkett Smith, and I dismantled Joe Button's fantasy football team. Oh, yeah. Iggy, oh, yeah. Miles Jordan, a.k.a. the Bleach Brothers, a.k.a. the Dust Brothers. Start this puppy off with something real nice, yes. Start this puppy off with something real loud, yes. But most importantly, start this I Am Rapaport Stereo Podcast off with something real funky. It's the I Am Rapaport Stereo Podcast. Liggity, let's fucking go. Boom. Have no fear, the I Am Rapaport Stereo Podcast is here. Boom. Have no fear, the I Am Rapaport Stereo Piggity Podcast is here. Welcome to the Iron Dome of Disruption. Welcome to the Ziggity Zone of Disruption. Hope everybody's feeling good. Hope everybody's feeling safe. Hope everybody is feeling sane. Name is Michael Rapaport, a.k.a. the Inflamed Ashkenazi, a.k.a. the Sultan of Sniff, a.k.a. the Raging Bullshitter, a.k.a. Mr. New York. And this is the Iron Rapaport Stereo Podcast. Again, welcome to the Iron Dome of Disruption. So proud to have come up with the name, the Iron Dome of Disruption, while everything is going on in Israel and the Gaza Strip. I am sending thoughts, big dill energy, positivity, love, strength to anybody who is been impacted on any side from this war in the Gaza Strip, Israel, and I hope it just stays between the Gaza Strip and Israel, in the Gaza Strip and Israel. I hope this war stays between Hamas, the terrorist organization. I'll say that again, Hamas, the terrorist organization, who does nothing for the people of Palestine, the people in the Gaza Strip, not a fucking thing for them. They are a terrorist organization that wants and hopes for and praises the death of all Jews and Christians, all Jews and Christians, and they want the end of Israel. It's not going to fucking happen. But I am truly, truly sending positivity, strength to anybody who's been impacted. If people have family in Israel, if people have family in Israel that has been kidnapped, I've met people on the street, so many different Jewish people on the street that either have direct family or, you know, 1 degree or 2 degree of separation from people that have been killed or kidnapped. And you'll find if you talk to Jews in America, a lot of Jewish people in America, 1, 2, if not 3 degrees of separation from people that have been killed. It's not a big place. Israel is not a big place. And obviously the civilian loss of life in the Gaza Strip, Palestinian people, regular civilians, seeing the videos, seeing the numbers, it is devastating. It is devastating. It's horrifying. It's scary. And I can't even imagine what it's like to live, I don't even know, while your state is being bombed to smithereens. But as of the recording of this I Am Rappaport Stereo podcast, it is day 10, and the hostages have not been released. It is day 10, and the hostages have not even been suggested to be released. Where's the fucking hostages? Now, I do not want to see the civilian casualties. Nobody does. Nobody does. But what did you think was going to happen? Is this a maniacal plan for world war? Is this some sort of sick maniacal? I mean, I have listened, I have read, I have watched hours of shit. I'll be fully honest. Here's a revelation. The podcaster Lex Fridman, very popular podcaster, very smart guy. Lex Fridman, I suggest you guys go to the Lex Fridman podcast, and I don't give big ups to anybody else's podcast because nobody gives me big ups, and why should I big up anybody else when you're listening to the world's most disruptive podcast here? But I actually do give big ups to other people's podcasts. I'm just saying that because I got to keep my disruptive persona intact. But I spent 2 hours, and there's another hour to go, listening to Lex Fridman and, drum roll please, Miles Jordan, a.k.a. the Bleach Brothers. You hear that drum roll? Let that fucking drum roll play out. Yes, when we do drum rolls at the I Am Rappaport Stereo podcast, we do the funkiest of all the funky drum rolls. That, of course, is James Brown, the funky drummer. Junkyard Jared Kushner. Junkyard Jared Kushner. I have to tell you, listening to him speak, and I've never heard him speak. I never wanted to. I've heard clips. I was underwhelmed when I heard him speak the few times that I listened to the clips while Dick St. Donald Trump was the president. But he is the point guard. He was the point guard on the agreements between and that went down between Israel, Palestine, and all things in the Middle East. And I will tell you, Junkyard Jared, Jared Kushner, is an extremely smart, very, very, very smart, well-versed, and in my opinion, genuinely good guy. There I said it. There I said it. And if you want to learn, not that this is going to be the end-all, be-all, because you need to continue to learn, because it is so dysfunctional. What I have learned in the last week, 10 days, is that this relationship is so complicated, so dysfunctional, and there has been big, big mistakes and big, big violations on both sides. But I told you last week, and I'll say it again, the only way you're going to get to the bottom of the story is to listen to and to gather as much information as possible. And Junkyard Jared, as smart as he is not charismatic. Lex Fridman, as smart as he is not charismatic. But if you listen to it, you put your phone down and you pay attention just to the first hour of it, because the first hour of it is all post the terrorist attack in Israel, I implore you and I promise you that you will walk away, number one, being like, Junkyard Jared is fucking good, and Junkyard Jared knows a lot about a lot of things, but he knows a lot about Israel and its relationship to other countries, other states in the Middle East. So there I said it. I strongly suggest you listen to that. I think you should listen to Condoleezza Rice on Barry Weiss. And those are my two for today. Those are my two for today. It's very, very informative and extremely complicated. But it is day 10 as of the recording of this Iron Rapport Stereo podcast, and I will once again ask the question, and I will demand for you to free the hostages. Free Palestine from Hamas and free the fucking hostages. Free the fucking hostages. What did you think was going to happen? You knew that this was going to happen, which makes me think, what the fuck? Makes me think crazy things, because I'm like, how could these paragliding fucks breach the Iron Dome, the Iron Dome, not the Iron Dome of disruption, the actual Iron Dome, and get in there and do this kind of damage and not be shot down by a Black Hawk helicopter or something like that. Regardless, free the fucking hostages. Free the fucking hostages. Anyway, it's a lot. It is a fucking lot. And I could be, you know, it's been tough. I saw Pete Davidson hosted Saturday Night Live. I didn't see the whole thing, but his opening monologue, if you want to see a really, really fair point of view on just the last week, and, you know, Pete Davidson lost his father in a terrorist attack, and he spoke about it in the opening monologue of Saturday Night Live, and it was very, very eloquent and very concise and very moving and very genuine, and it was really, really cool to hear his point of view on that. I didn't watch the whole episode. Saturday Night Live is always inevitably disappointing. It just should be shorter. I don't know. It's always fucking disappointing. I won my fantasy football game, guys. I beat the shit out of Joe Button. I beat the dog shit out of him. It was a slow-ish, painless dismantling of his quote-unquote championship team. I believe his team was 4-1. You're now 4-2, fuck. Rappaport's Delight, a.k.a. A History of Violence, a.k.a. Make It Stop, Make It Stop. We're streaking, yo. We're streaking a big dick style. Okay? And last time I talked about streaking when the sun went down. We win the next 2 weeks. We're going broad daylight. We're putting on some motherfucking some Halloween masks. Nothing scary. And we're streaking butt ass. Broad daylight. Okay? Streaking and geeking. I told Joe Button, I said, the last person you need to worry about this week is old boy Drizzy Drake in Canada. Because he had a whole thing with Drake. He said something about Drake, and then Drake said something about him. Don't worry about Drake. Worry about this fucking full-blooded. Worry about this full-blooded Ashkenazi silverback Jew. Okay? Drake's the least of your fucking problems. Destroyed. Destruction. Over Joe. I think his fantasy football team is named the Millionaires or the Trillionaires or the Mission. I don't know. It doesn't even matter. We hit it and quit it. Oh, yeah. We hit it and quit it real nice and riggedy, real, real proper. I just need that fucking, that Damian Pierce of the Houston Texans. I think this fucking guy may have one touchdown. If that. He stuck out like a sore thumb because he's the only one that didn't get double-digit scoring. And it was a collective team effort. And I found myself in a fantasy football conundrum because I'm a Giants first fan. We know this. Everybody knows this. And, of course, the Giants lost to the Buffalo Bills, although they played good, but, you know, not good enough. They had it. But during the Jets-Philadelphia Eagles game, I was torn between two lovers because, of course, I never, ever, 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 ever want to root for the Philadelphia Eagles. But I came up with the term, there are no feelings in fantasy football. And that statement was never truer this weekend when the Jets, who I'll root for over the Philadelphia Eagles any fucking day. I root for the Jets for every... Listen, if the Jets beat the Giants, I'm not angry. Of course, unless it's in a playoff game. But in general, like, that's like a truce to me. That's just how I am. You know, unless it's a playoff game. But even if it's a playoff game, I'm not going to be that angry if the Jets and the Giants play in a game with consequences. Let's just say that. If the Jets win, you know, I won't be mad because they're a New York team. And that's it. Not every New York sports fan thinks the same. We don't all think the same. There's some Jordan Winder of the Dust Brothers. He's not fucking with the Giants. I mean, he's not fucking with the Philadelphia Eagles, but he's a Jets fan. You know, and Jets fans, they've had a hard life. They've had a hard fucking life. You know, they won that one Super Bowl with Broadway Joe Namath. Yo, this was another sport they were playing. You know, this is like different kind of athlete. Anyway, that's neither here nor there. The problem that I was having was that the Jets were playing, of course, the Philadelphia Eagles. Jalen Hurts is my quarterback. He's my quarterback. That's my quarterback, Terrell Owens' voice. And, you know, I want him to put up those points. And if he's really putting up a lot of points, then he's got to beat the Jets. But when the game was close and I was like, yo, the Jets are in this heading into the fourth quarter, I was like, really fucked up because I wanted the Jets to win, but I didn't want it to be at the expense of Jalen Hurts. It wound up being not that bad, and I think he had two or maybe three interceptions. So I lost some points, but it didn't matter. Listen, my emotions were divided. It was serious church and state. It was my mind, body, and soul rooting for my fantasy football team. And it was also my mind, body, and soul not rooting for the Philadelphia Eagles to beat anybody. I can't stand that fucking team. But that fucking A.J. Brown is a fucking beast. And Jalen Hurts did his thing. Nonetheless, I came out of it with a win. So if you guys listen or follow Joe Button, be like, how'd you do against Rappaport? Troll that motherfucker, please. Instagram, how'd you do against Rappaport? Go on his Instagram page. Yo, how'd your game go against Michael Rappaport? At Michael Rappaport. Because afterwards, I started talking shit. He starts talking all kind of shit. Like, well, this week was that, and it's a long season. Yo, fuck all that it's a long season shit, Duke. Fuck all that. Yo, how did you do against Michael Rappaport? You the fucking best. Da, da, da. Sing Drake song. I'm singing Drake songs. I'm Pusha T, and you're Drake. I'm Pusha T, and you're fucking Drake, Joe Button. Drake Button. So that was great. So I know you guys were sending me a lot of dingo juice, dingo dust, thinking about it. I'm sure all Sunday, everybody was just, what's Rappaport's team doing? Because what else would you be thinking about? I hope you guys know I'm being sarcastic. I love the listeners of the I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast. Love you guys so fucking much. By the way, I'm going to be in Chicago this weekend. This weekend, the 20th and the 21st of October. Two shows Friday, two shows Saturday at the City Winery. Four shows total. And then I'm off for a week. And then boom, Vegas, baby. We're going to Vegas, baby. The 2nd and the 3rd, the 2nd and the 3rd of November, I am performing at Jimmy Kimmel's Comedy Club in Vegas, baby, Vegas. And then I'm in Rio Beach, Delaware, November 9th. And then I am in Richmond, Virginia, the 10th and the 11th. And then there's St. Louis in November, 17th, 18th. Then Thanksgiving. I'm going to stuff my fucking face. Okay, for the week of Thanksgiving. But all tickets, all information, heading all the way to the end of the year. I'm performing in Rochester, New Year's Eve weekend. All right, Sacramento's coming up, Pleasanton, California. All tickets, all information is available at michaelrappaportcomedy.com. And the Patriots, you suck. Bill Belichick, was it all smoking mirrors? Was it all Tommy Botox Brady? Was it all that avocado ice cream and anti-inflammatory diet that Tom Brady was on? Because number one, you look like shit. Number two, you're 1-5, Duke. Your team sucks. Your team sucks, my man. The Patriots suck. And I love to see it. I love seeing it. But does Tom Brady need to come out of retirement and take you out of your misery? Try to get you to a respectable 500 or a 9-7 season? Even Botox Brady can't do it. Danny Marino couldn't do it. You could bring in Jerry Rice. Okay, Jerry Garcia. Or Tom and Jerry. Ain't nothing gonna help the New England Patriots. And historically, I can't stand the New England Patriots, but not as bad as I can't stand the Philadelphia Eagles, who I have as my defense, and I have the quarterback, of course, the aforementioned Jalen Hurts. I Am Rappaport Podcast. What else is going on? Jada Pinkett Smith, or should I just call her Jada Pinkett? I'm so fucking confused, bored, annoyed. I don't know who or what got into Jada Pinkett Smith or Jada Pinkett. I'm not sure what she goes by anymore. But she has been on the publicity. I mean, shit. She got herself some publicist. Woo! She got herself some publicist, and she has done every fucking podcast except for mine. I don't think I could stomach, actually. I would do a different Jada Pinkett podcast. I'd be talking to her about her her work and working with this one and then that one and all that stuff. Because as she's mentioned on a couple of podcasts, I knew Jada. We were friendly, very friendly when we were younger. Same agent. We had the same agent. And I actually drove her to the first audition she ever got, which was some defunct TV show. And then I sort of, you know, lost, you know, not contact with her, but, you know, people do this and that, and she's doing this movie and I'm doing that movie and, you know, And then I worked with her again on Bamboozled. And at this point, she was Jada Pinkett Smith, and it was a whole new Jada Pinkett at that point. But she has just... I mean, been on every podcast, every talk show. She's like going back to this talk show and that talk show. And I don't know what the fuck she's trying. She's talking about the slap and her life. And she was a drug dealer. And she pulled a gun on somebody when she was a drug dealer. And she pulled a switchblade out on somebody when she was a drug dealer. Or somebody pulled a switch. I mean, this is like, I mean, I don't know what. Listen. You guys held it together for a very long time. You got beautiful family, beautiful kids that are grown. Let's cut the bullshit, man. She sounds nuts. I mean, she's just sounds confused. And I believe her book is called My Story. You're not telling the real story. What, babe?
It's called Worthy.
Oh, wait, hold on. You want to get on the podcast? Yeah, hold on. Because we've been going back on this all day, me and Mrs. Rapport. Hold on, hold on. I'll bring you in. Hold on. Give a test.
Well, give me the mic. Does this work?
Yeah, go ahead.
No, I'm just saying. You got first of all the book. Well,
welcome to the podcast.
Oh, thank you. Thanks for having me.
Well, welcome to the podcast. Because babe. Sometimes when you're shouting from the bleachers, it's like just pick up a mic. There's a mic here. It's always hot.
I don't want to intrude.
Okay. Well, what's the name of the book? My Story.
Well, sometimes I interrupt you, and then I realize you always say something like you don't fact check. So, is it okay if I tell you the book's called Worthy?
Worthy, My Story. Worthy. It's the same shit.
It's not the same.
It's ultimately the same.
It is.
Big pile of let me ask you a question. Based on you've watched some interviews. I've watched some interviews. The clips are all over the place. People who don't get annoyed. By pop culture.
Super
I've never
annoyed.
Heard Stephen A. Smith curse.
I know. It's a sports guy, right? What is he talking about it at all for?
Because one of the reasons why he started this podcast was to talk about other things,
stuff
which I totally
couldn't
get.
Talk about.
I've never heard him curse on his podcast. I've never heard him curse, obviously, on ESPN. Jada had him saying fucking. He was like, what the fuck are you doing?
Yeah, well,
I mean, like he works for Disney. He knows when he's cursing, he's only going to use. I've never heard Stephen A. Smith curse in 20 something years and his podcast, and he likes to shit talk.
Yeah.
And Jada Smith had Jada. First of all, at this point, should we. My first
drop
question,
the
what
last
I was.
Name.
Before I was rudely interrupted, but
sorry,
happily
sorry,
interrupted.
Sorry.
But the first thing is do you think, or does she go by Jada Pinkett Smith or just Jada Pinkett?
Well, right now, all the headlines say Jada Pinkett Smith still. So I'm reading one right now that says Jada Pinkett Smith. I don't think she's dropped it. You know what's interesting? I was like, I think it was in Vulture magazine. They did all the crazy. They like did a whole timeline of like everything that's gone down from like the time she met him, which is the podcast I was listening to this morning. That great guy, I love Diary of CEO. She was saying, basically, she literally tells when Will called her up and was like, yo, we're getting married. Like, I want to marry you.
Right.
She reluctantly got married. But this, in Vulture, it goes through every crazy thing that she said.
In these new interviews?
No, just in general, timeline, starting in like when they met, 1990.
Do you got some receipts? What do you got?
I do have receipts, although this is not my profession, so.
Miles and Jordan, the bleachers, they'll bleach you up nice. Okay, they'll clean you up real nice.
So what, I mean, it goes from everything, babe. It's like, it's so like sad that they put themselves out here like this, it goes from like, July 20th, this happened, but it starts way, way back then. Let's see. But what struck me as strange is this is crazy. You know, you're right. She does have a great public.
We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the Draft DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It's an insider's look at the NBA and culture surrounding the league. John Wall, baby, needs no introduction. Every week, the five-time NBA All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall will give his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA and what's going on now in the league. CJ will bring his A-list comedian buddies to keep it light and fire off some hoop takes. Plus, John Wall will be inviting current and former NBA players, friends, and teammates to join the show to give their unfiltered accounts of what's really going on in the league from a player's perspective. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts. There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you thought on the future of TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album win album of the year? Will Biden's approval rating go up? Will it go down? Or inflation? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. You're smart. You know things. Bet on it. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/stereo. Spelled K-A-L-S-H-I and deposit $50. Kalshi.com/stereo. Get in the game. There is no guarantee of performance. An investor could lose their entire investment. Investment fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
Says. Oh. She's been on every single thing, literally, within the last, what's today?
No,
today's
the,
only
the last 2 weeks.
Last 2 weeks, she's been
every
everywhere.
Podcast, except for I Am Rapport Stereo podcast, but she's on other podcasts going, me and Mike, we was homeboys. I ain't heard from you in a while. So you're just...
Oh, wait, did she mention your name?
Oh, yeah. On some podcast, she goes, oh. She's talking about what we shared an agent, blah, 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 blah.
Oh, wow.
But you ain't...
I thought she didn't
like
you.
You ain't come home.
Okay, so that's great. So what struck me, this is what I wanted to tell you, that it... So October 11th...
And I'm not going to mention what podcast, because I don't give shine to any of these motherfuckers. Why should I?
I mean, I
guess. We're just the world's best, the world's most disruptive
that's
podcast.
That's right. You are, babe. You are
so
the
go
best.
Ahead.
Okay, so on October 11th, it says Jada confirms her separation from Will in a clip from her forthcoming NBC News primetime special with Hoda. She literally says, we've been completely living separate lives. She's asked why. Why haven't you just gotten divorced? She says, we're not ready yet, and we're still trying to figure out between the two of us how to be in a partnership. So confusing. Hold on. So in regards to how we present people to the world, we hadn't figured that out yet. So they're
how we present ourselves to the world.
Yeah, they didn't want to say anything because they didn't know how that was going to look.
Let me just interrupt that. Will Smith and Jada Pinkett Smith, or just Jada Pinkett, we don't give a fuck. Like, you're not breaking our hearts.
Well, listen, hold on.
You're not breaking our... We're not divorcing you. You're not the love of our lives. You're not America's couple.
Babe.
You guys are extremely dysfunctional. Present yourself to the world. Like, be honest.
So, yes.
I thought your name
in
the book was Be Honest.
I agree with you. But if you're trying to think about it this way, if you're trying to present since the beginning of his career, I mean, he had a horrible divorce before he got with Jada. He doesn't want to fail. This poor guy. I think he's a Libra, if I'm not correct. You know,
what does that mean?
And I think she's a Virgo. So this makes sense. I think Libras like to be balanced. They function much better in a relationship than not. And Virgos are nitpicky. I have to fact check this if they...
But
so I'm naming him a Virgo.
We don't fact... So you're just
Virgo,
thinking...
And she is a Libra. Here's the thing. He wants to win in life, okay? And the idea of getting married again and having
Chris
two kids...
Rock, bro.
I know, because the thing is he probably, babe... has been so pent up with these secrets, and I'm sure there's many, many more secrets with these two, that they're suppressing, and they don't want to fail. The fact that people could get separated 7 years ago and they don't want to tell anybody, and matter of fact, look at all the times people saw them and they were like, they're together, they're not together, and she came out every single time. Anyway, but let me just say that. So that was, That was October 11th.
Yeah.
Okay, just recently. And then, babe, trip this. This is so crazy. October 13th, 2 days later, NBC milks the clips from Jada's upcoming primetime interview with Hoda for all it's worth. In the new teaser, viewers are treated with new details regarding the slap.
Ugh.
Jada says she didn't realize Will Smith actually made contact, assuming that Rock had ducked away. In the full interview that airs later that night, Jada also describes being shocked to hear Will's infamous keep my wife's name out your fucking mouth.
What was she shocked by?
Because they haven't called each other husband and wife forever.
Oh, she was shocked by
so
him.
So she's sitting there and she's like, did he just say wife? Because we don't roll like that. We're just presenting to the world
that we're husband and wife, but we don't really wife.
It's so bizarre.
But
this is so bizarre.
This is like secrets and lies. So when he probably got confused by the lie or the secret, and he was like, wait, you're here as my date at the Oscars, the biggest.
And maybe they still have sex or something. I don't know. Anyway, but this is what I'm getting. So I wanted to point that out to then say October 14th. Okay. A day later after that, Will Smith responds to the separation revelations in an email to the New York Times, including a profile about Jada's memoir. When you've been with someone for more than half of your life, a sort of emotional blindness sets in, and you can all too easily lose your sensitivity to the hidden nuances and subtle beauties. Okay. All right, random, but thanks, I guess. You know, he's proud of his whatever she is, right? Then on the 16th, 2 days after that, Jada takes herself to the Today Show. Now, remember, on the 11th, she did Hoda, the primetime special with Hoda.
And today, this is all NBC?
This is, again, she goes back to NBC
Jesus
on the 16th,
Christ.
And she says, for a live in-studio interview following her explosive primetime NBC special with Hoda, this time, she says, she is no longer divorced in theory. The couple in question is getting back together. This whole journey, as difficult as it has been, has brought Will and I closer in a much authentic way. I don't have my glasses, that's why I'm reading like this. Okay, instead of trying to be a thing, quote, it's tearing all of that down and finding what's true between us. It's been difficult but beautiful. This is what I have to say to this fucking bullshit.
Go ahead.
You guys are masterful.
Masterful.
They're masterful because here's what happened, babe. These motherfuckers went on TV. He lost his damn mind because his wife has been dicking him along, in and out, in and out. He's been not what she's wanted. He's not whatever, for whatever reasons. He slaps. It almost ruins him.
Huh.
Now they got to get it back.
You mean get it back?
The fame and the power and the it couple. And I have to disagree with you. They were America's sweetheart couple
yes.
to African-Americans.
Yes.
Did I just say African-Americans? I'm a black woman. Nobody said that. So stupid. They are, for black folks, this is our couple.
Right.
This is like, what do you call it? Prince Harry and Meghan.
Right.
You know, this is the first couple. So they don't want to disappoint. They're always trying to make black people better, stronger. It looks crazy that they're divorced or, you know, that if they're swingers. Okay.
Well, swingers.
I don't know. She just denied that. I'm saying whatever the negative
she's
vibes
She's denied
are,
everything, man. But what, I also, know. I'm like, yo, if your book is named My Story.
It's not, babe.
What's
it's called, Worthy.
Okay, I'm Worthy.
Because she's gone through a lot of emotional stuff.
Like what?
And because she was suicidal and she was unhappy. I mean,
we all are.
I know. Aren't we all? Gosh,
we all,
right
we're,
now.
We're all.
Now I'm struggling. I don't even know why we're fucking talking about this. I just find that, listen, let me tell you something.
Go ahead.
If you and I are to end up not working out, we're getting fucking divorced. That's a knock on wood. But I'm just saying, why would we? I guess I'm not Jada and you know what I mean? So it's not like we're like celebrity. But I just think it's such bullshit to go around and talk about yourself and your family in this way. I don't think it's serving once you've lied so much to people. Like, now it's the truth? Why am I to assume that what's happening now? Oh, and then she was on Jay Shetty, that one podcast that everybody loves.
Of every
guy.
Fucking podcast.
But no, and then Will, he read a letter that Will wrote. So it was like this, you know, if I read this 30 years ago, I definitely would have hugged you more. It's like, are they playing out some stupid weird shit for all of us to watch? It seems very strange.
Relationships don't always last. You guys had a great run. You got a beautiful family. Cut the shit.
Cut the shit.
But also, the thing that I don't like is that if you're going to do your new book, I'm Worthy, it's my Worthy and I'm my Story, whatever the fuck it's called, like, keep it real. Like, all of a sudden now, you know, and I'm sure it was horrible for her because I could tell you when I first met Jada, she was telling, I've said this before, she was telling me about her friend Tupac.
Yep.
My friend Tupac, he's super talented. He's going to be a big rapper. He's going to be a big actor. And I was like, really? She goes, I'm telling you. I remember this. So the death of her friend, that's her friend, had to be hugely, hugely traumatizing and devastating. But she's never talked about Tupac in any way, shape, or form. But now you're talking about him for your book. And I guess it's her
clicks.
Truth, but it's not really her full truth. So the Tupac stuff... Tupac will be a never, it's like almost like Muhammad Ali. We'll always want to hear more about Tupac. There'll always be stories about Tupac. He's always fascinating. But, you know, like if I'm Hoda, like I would say, Jada, it's been rumored that Will Smith is gay. Is he gay? Now, I know she's had to answer
They're
that.
They're not going to tell the truth. Why would they tell the truth? There's 7 years they weren't together and they didn't say anything.
But she did with the entanglements and the red table talks.
And then they lied on the guy.
I just want to say this. You guys think you're getting it together?
You're controlling the narrative?
You're knowing everybody on the internet.
Yeah, it's annoying now.
Everybody. Because black people, white people, everybody. On Baby.
On Baby.
Yo, no. She made Stephen A. Smith curse. Like, everybody's like, shut the fuck.
Oh, you should see on TikTok all the funny memes of, like, the people writing songs, like, you know, keep it to yourself, write it in a journal, we don't care. But, you know, the thing that's really sad for me is that now they're saying that they're going to work on the relationship.
Who cares?
But here's the thing. They talk in code. You know, this is a lot of this spiritual mumble fucking jumble shit to me.
Spiritual mumble jumble
like,
jambalaya.
Do you love each other and are you going to stay together? That's all it is. Marriage
I don't care
is just,
either way.
We don't. Nobody cares.
Nobody gives a fuck and nobody's getting your money in the divorce settlement. That's the thing. It's like she thinks like her divorce affects the world. It doesn't.
At this point, no, because now that we know that your marriage, even for those...
And there's suspicion that he was fucking around with Margot Robbie. There's like video...
Oh yeah, this whole vulture thing goes through all of the, you know, headlines that have happened in the years.
Did she say, someone asked her straight up, did you cheat on Will Smith?
Remember, there was a rumor with J-Lo's husband, Mark Anthony, that she was supposedly seeing Martha Anthony.
Listen, I'm not going to divulge the rumors that me and my wife are privy to, but some of the rumors... that we're privy to, I wouldn't divulge here on the I Am Rapport Stereo podcast out of loyalty to somebody who I knew years ago who does every podcast except for mine. Not that I thought I'd do my podcast, but it would be the best podcast.
It would be
the best podcast. Because
Before I met you, you were good friends.
Because I don't give a fuck about the bullshit. And I would just be like, yo, are you guys together? You're not together? Like, what? That's it. And then
by the way, it also said in there that...
Because I remember... Wait, let me tell you a story.
Wait, let me tell you this really quick, just on this thought. Chris Rock called her and said... I'm really sorry to hear, like, I want to ask you out. She said, what do you mean? And she goes, what are you talking about? And he said, aren't you and Will getting divorced? She goes, no, Chris, that was a rumor. So everybody in Hollywood was either, like, knew that they weren't together. And he asked
He's a wild cowboy, though, for doing that.
That's quite crazy. He's crazy that he did that. That's crazy.
He should be smacked just for that.
Yeah, for real.
That might have been why he got smacked.
Yes, I think so. But, you know, it's also confusing because you guys were together at that very moment where we're sitting there and you said, keep my wife's name out your mouth. So he's a little late on the...
The whole thing. I'm just saying, you did a press run of a week and I don't think anybody wants to hear from you. Listen, you guys are old school stars, okay, from the 90s.
Yeah.
You can't be new millennium stars.
Right.
Denzel and Pauletta, they're not doing that shit. Leonardo, he hasn't morphed into your Will Smith.
Yes.
First of all, it's Will Smith and Jada. It's always Will Smith first. Jada Pinkett is just the cute, good actress who married Will Smith.
Yeah.
He could have married anybody.
Yeah, I agree.
she's the B side. He's the A side. It's not even Scottie Pippen and Michael Jordan because she's not Scottie Pippen. Like, outside of Will Smith, she's a good actress. She's never lived up to...
Marrying Will Smith really did help her whole thing.
If I married Will Smith, it would help my whole thing.
Me too, anybody, yeah.
I mean, if I married Will Smith now, God only knows what it would do for my career.
Fine.
I'm just saying, it's Will Smith. I mean, I think that might be great for both of us at this point.
Yeah, should we see if they want to swing with us?
No, not swing. I want to marry this fucking guy.
I'll marry them too, but they have to take us together.
Huh?
They have to take us together. I won't let you go alone. Listen, babe, I don't know. I don't like to take away from anything that she's accomplished.
No.
She's a very, very strong girl.
Very strong. She's not dumb.
I just think what you said is very important. They're behaving in the new school, and they need to shut the fuck up. Because if they just stay quiet and do the great things they do in the world and work on their relationship, whether they're going to be together or not, or they're going to, you know, both secretly do what they got to do on the side, but still live in the same. I don't know what.
Cut the mumbo jumbo fucking.
What do you think, babe? Do you think it's a tremendous amount of fear? Like,
I think it's fear. You know what I just think it is? It's like spinning plates. They're spinning plates trying to keep it all together. They had those plates under control for however many years. And they lost control of the plate spinning, and I think collectively together they're trying to spin. You know, they're spinning the they're spinning the fucking plates, and they've been juggling 9 balls, 10 balls, 11 balls. No Bruno, and I think the balls have gotten like
out of control
too much, and they're trying to put it all. That's what I think it is, and I think it looks crazy, and I think people are so in tuned with them, and people are so in tuned with celebrities now because of social media that you could feel and read.
Bullshit
and like half truth. Uh-huh. So it's like, if you're going to do it, you need to do it.
The way. Because I'm listening this morning. I listened to that whole podcast and it was emotional for her and crying. But I was like, you still ain't telling the whole truth.
No.
Like,
and was it real crying?
Yeah. No. It was emotional. And maybe sometimes she's crying because she knows she's up there not telling the whole truth. I mean, I would be. If I was up there and I just wrote a memoir and there's like a lot of shit that I'm kind of leaving out truthfully, then like, I don't know. I think I would be embarrassed. Like, I would be shameful to walk around.
I think both of them have a lot of shame.
Shame, yeah.
I think that they think their image is more important than actually being their actual selves.
Exactly.
Boom.
And you feel it.
And that's why people on the internet, people that usually don't get annoyed with celebrities, and you got people ranting about celebrities who normally don't rant about celebrities, ranting about Jada Smith. And that's the thing that if you were going to be on the internet, that's what you should pay attention to. You guys, you done fucked up and took things too far.
Publicist
or whoever put the battery in your back, or you and whatever kind of fucking Tom Cruise shit, the shit's out of control.
Out of fucking control.
So now, like, when your book comes out, it's like, I mean, I don't know if it'll do well. I don't know if it'll not
First
do well.
First of all, she's been on so much that I pretty much, that was the cliff notes. I mean, we got basically what's in it.
I've had enough. I've had enough in a week. It's like, I've had enough. Anyway, let's just tell the people that the cat might be a little bit out of the bag. I don't know when, but there might be a all reality TV podcast between me and Kibi.
Yeah.
I'm not going to disclose anything, but that might be coming your way, a spinoff of the I Am Rappaport Stereo podcast. You guys know I've wanted to do it. You guys know it's a passion for me. It's a passion for my wife.
Yes.
Whose name is Kibi. And we might be having the world's most disruptive reality TV podcast coming to a podcast platform near you. And of course, we're not just going to talk reality TV. If we're going to talk reality TV, we're going to talk the relationships of reality TV, which will inevitably bring us to our interpersonal.
The reality of the Rappaport.
The reality. That might be a good title.
The reality of the Rappaports?
Might be.
Yeah.
Might be. Anyway, thank you for your insight on all things Will Smith and Jada Pinkett, babe.
Thank you.
I Am Rappaport Podcast.
We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It's an insider's look at the NBA and culture surrounding the league. John Wall, baby. Needs no introduction. Every week, the 5-time NBA All-Star and the number one pick In the 2010 NBA draft, John Wall will give his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA and what's going on now in the league. CJ will bring his A-list comedian buddies to keep it light and fire off some hoop takes. Plus, John Wall will be inviting current and former NBA players, friends, and teammates to join the show to give their unfiltered accounts of what's really going on in the league from a player's perspective. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts. There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you thought on the future of TikTok. Will Congress ban it? Or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album win album of the year? Will Biden's approval rating go up? Will it go down? Or inflation? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. You're smart. You know things. Bet on it. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/stereo. Spelled K-A-L-S-H-I and deposit $50. Kalshi.com/stereo. Get in the game. There is no guarantee of performance. An investor could lose their entire investment. Investment fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
There's two kinds of people in the world. People who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
That was a big special announcement. Big special announcement. Read between the lines. Finally, RIP to the gorgeous, wonderful, beautiful sex symbol of my youth, Suzanne Somers. Suzanne Somers, the actress who has just seemed to be so nice, and everybody seemed to really love Suzanne Somers. Who starred as Chrissy Snow on the iconic Three's Company TV show. Great show. And Suzanne Somers, when I was a kid, sex symbol. It was Farrah Fawcett. It was Suzanne Somers. Obviously, Mary Lou Retton. She came later. But as far as an international sex symbol, Suzanne Somers was huge. Three's Company was huge, of course, with the late, great John Ritter, who passed away way too soon. And now Suzanne Somers has passed away. And like I said, just when I think of the, I think it was that Tuesday night, TV was so different. It was Happy Days. It was Laverne and Shirley. And I believe Three's Company came on the same night. I may be wrong, but it was so long ago. But Suzanne Somers and Three's Company was a staple. You didn't have that many options. It's not like today where you fucking can watch 50,000 different things in every single language and in 4K and HD. It was 2, 4, 7, and sometimes channel 11. 2, 4, 7, sometimes channel 11, and sometimes channel 9. Okay, and then Channel 5 came in, and then Channel 13 came in, and then you started having cable and HBO. But at a certain point, that shit didn't exist. So, anyway, what can I say? NBA is starting next week. Holy fucking shit. Like I told you, I'll be in Chicago this weekend, the 20th and the 21st at City Winery. All tickets for all my shows are available at michaelrapaportcomedy.com. I'm done. I'm done. Miles Jordan, a.k.a. the Bleach Brothers, a.k.a. the Diggity Dust Brothers. Take me at it with something real nice, yes. Take me at it with something real loud, yes. But most importantly, end this puppy with something real, real funky. It's I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast. I'm out. Boom. There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you thought on the future of TikTok. Will Congress ban it? Or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album win album of the year? Will Biden's approval rating go up? Will it go down? Or inflation? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. You're smart. You know things. Bet on it. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/stereo. Spelled K-A-L-S-H-I and deposit $50. Kalshi.com/stereo. Get in the game. There is no guarantee of performance. An investor could lose their entire investment. Investment fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.